Three, two, one, clap is what we're going
to... Yes. Three, two, one, clap.
Thought that was good.
I think so. All right, and background sounds of cars and people sitting at a bench. Let's start talking. Hey, Dylan, how old are we again? I forgot.
Right now, in this present moment, we are 15.
Being 15 sure is great, huh?
Yeah, I sure do enjoy being 15. Just two 15-year-olds here, sitting on a bench, being 15.
Man walks up.
You boys see that car over there?
What, that car right there?
The Fiat?
Yes.
Yeah, what about it?
That is kind of car you can fit in back pocket. Okay. Goodbye, boys.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I'll say.
Alright, name of a podcast. Think, Jake, think.
What about Big Cat and the Snake? You know, like, our two, like, kind of, like, nicknames back playing baseball.
Yeah, I like that. Only problem, though, is that there's already a Big Cat in the podcast world, so...
Oh my god, you're just totally right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Wait, here's an idea. What about that time when we were 15 and that old guy randomly came up talking to us about a Fiat?
Oh, back pocket guy?
Yeah, yeah. What about that?
Oh, we call the podcast Back Pocket?
Yeah.
Do you think people would get it?
I don't know. I don't know that they really need to get it. It's more just a unique name, you know? Who knows? Maybe it helps us stand out.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and then we could do some sort of opening skit where we recreate that moment and use some natural sounds in the background and just, you know, make a skit out of it.
All right, yeah, hell yeah. No, that could actually be pretty good. I guess next thing though is like, what would the podcast even be about?
Yeah, I don't know if it needs a centralized theme or anything. I'm sure we could just get away with, you know, a few recurring topics and then just talk about a couple things we like here and there and call it a podcast.
All right, I'm on board. I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, so I guess all we really need now is some sort of intro music, right?
Yeah. You know what? Hold on, give me a sec. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. How about we try using this?
Back Pocket, a podcast by Jake and Dylan.
So, I guess definitely a formal welcome to whoever is listening to this, to the soon-to-be greatest podcast ever made, can only hope. I am Jake.
I'm Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
And I guess we thought we would take the time, this first one, to go back to the origins of this beautiful friendship that is me and Dylan.
Sure. Why not? Jake and I have been friends since seventh grade, and I'd say one of the big moments was freshman year. Like, this is the moment that you know, like, this is my friend, he's looking out for me, is back to school shopping, day before, first day of high school, I buy a brand new Ruka backpack at Tilly's, which then comes with the purchase, you get a free Young and Reckless wristband, to which I remember seeing it and thinking, well, this is me. This is high school. This is who I'm going to be.
Reinvent myself.
Time to reinvent myself. And first day, I show up. I'm wearing my Young and Reckless wristband, our first class. It's you, me, and Brandon, the three of us together, sitting in the bleachers for PE.
Fantastic class, by the way.
Yeah. Same class you broke your tailbone in. And within 3 minutes, I just remember Jake looks down, sees my wrist, and goes, fucking take that off. Take that shit off. And I remember thinking, like, because I wasn't confident in it either. That was the worst part. Is like, I remember when I got it, I was like, this is not me, but I think it's time for a change.
We've all done that. And I feel like going into high school is such a perfect example of, like, I'm going to be someone else. change the old me.
Jake, what I loved about you was your, like, in high school, whenever you got new clothes, it was like a whole change of the wardrobe. And, like, that week, you just run through everything that you had just gotten. And it was, like, it was always, like, progressively more and more, like, either eccentric or, you know, there's, like, pineapples on the shirts, which, like, that wasn't Jake. Jake was just wearing plain t-shirts with the rest of us.
I only finally got the confidence to wear the button-down shirts. It was like a themed dress day, and it was like preppy day or whatever. So I just wore some like purple button-down. It was like a dressy type shirt, like not even like, whoa, that's sick. And then it was my history teacher at the time. He just like gave me a quick comment. Class was ending or. It was during class. He's like, "That looks really good. You should wear stuff like that more." And I was like, "You mean it?"
And coming from such a cool guy, like, just thought, like, "Wow,
oh my god,
he thinks this much of me." He's also the same teacher that I had a class right after lunch, and I remember someone was letting me have like some French fries that they had gotten from McDonald's. And I was just taking handfuls and just shoving them in my mouth. He stopped class just to say, "You know, those French fries aren't going anywhere."
Jesus Christ.
So, he was a bully.
Kind of. He's definitely a bully.
That's
a brutal thing to say to a kid.
Yeah, that's that entire page. That's that entire page, that CCA.
That's how you inadvertently give someone an eating disorder.
And look at me now. I'm 150 pounds, soaking wet.
6'5", 150, baby.
But lean, lean and chiseled, just, oh.
An Adonis of a man, I'll say.
All right, so human mutilation.
Next topic. cock and ball torture.
That's something that we do, Mom.
Mom, Dad, Grandma.
I hope you're enjoying. All right, so why are we doing a podcast, Jake?
Why are we doing a podcast? For me,
why is anyone doing a podcast?
Why are we creating another podcast that is going to go into the dark, expansive ether that is the world of podcasts right now?
Because we want to monetize our friendship.
Yeah.
Right? We just want to make money.
Dylan and I have a thing going. And I'm going to try to milk it for all that it's worth. And then once we get any sort of deal, I am going to let the money and the fame go to my head. And then I'm going to ditch him and initially do a podcast on my own. As time goes by, though, I'm going to realize, holy shit, without my buddy here.
You're nothing.
All the money, the fame, the women...
And then meanwhile,
sex, the drugs, the rock and roll, it's
not. Meanwhile, I'm going to make just an absolute power shift. I'm going to transfer over to YouTube where the real money is. I'm going to drop a bunch of merch. I'm going to tell everyone to hit subscribe.
Meanwhile, you're going to start working at a bowling alley and doing a small podcast on your own that you record in your mom's basement because you have to move back home because I fucked you over with the contracts. Mm-hmm. And
they'll make a documentary about you, and just you'll just write me off in it.
And then one day you're just going to be polishing the bowling pins, and it's going to be after closing time, obviously. And you're going to hear the door open, and you don't even look up, and you're like, "The lanes are closed." And then you're going to hear some voice that you from the past, even for an old friend.
As you whip out a $20 bill from your back pocket.
Oh my god, it comes full circle.
But why are we doing a podcast, actually, other than...
Well, I think we just went into it. We just gave them a look to the future of what's going to happen.
Go ahead. Because I was going to say we could do a role play scenario where, or a future scenario where I get to be the documentarian or the ones that they make documentaries about. And
ooh. And then we're both being interviewed. And then in the process of being interviewed, we realize how much we always loved each other. And then the interviewer's like, well, guess what? And then he pushes a button on the wall and a curtain drops. And we've been sitting back to back the whole time recording our interviews with each other.
It's like SpongeBob. Pink, yellow.
Pink!
You do care.
So yeah, why are we doing this? Within the past couple of years, you know, podcasting has like boomed. It's just exploded. And I've always loved it and I've always really enjoyed it. And so like it, part of me was always like, oh, that'd be cool to maybe do one day. But I don't know. I was always kind of like intimidated at the idea a little bit. And it's also like, where do you start? And then,
well, if you can't already tell, Jake is going very in depth as to why he wants to get into podcasting. So we figured we would take this time to introduce you all to one of our favorite new sponsors, Baskin Robbins.
Remember the sheer joy you got as a child when you got picked up from school and your parent told you that you and your sibling were going to go get some ice cream? And not just any ice cream, but Baskin Robbins, where your palate was never left unsatisfied by their 31 amazing flavors. You know what? Come to think of it, I always liked Cold Stone like way more than Baskin Robbins.
Ah, man. You're right. Fuck it. Today's episode is brought to you by Cold Stone, the company whose weird, like it, love it, gotta have it sizing system has to be considered a contributing factor to the chain's recent decline. That and probably the fact that they definitely did not properly refrigerate their ice cream. That shit was always way too melty in the display case. But goddamn those toppings.
I was always a gummy bears guy myself.
And boy, I was a sucker for their midnight madness.
Cold Stone is generously offering our listeners the ability to purchase some of their lovely ice cream if they can actually find a Cold Stone storefront. Seriously, they used to be everywhere. What the fuck happened to all their stores? Just go into a Cold Stone near you and say, I don't think this ice cream is going to fit into my back pocket at checkout for 15% off your order.
Efficacy of this offer may vary from store to store. And would you look at that? Looks like Jake is just about done talking out of his own ass, so let's check back in.
So yeah, I don't know. Does that answer any sort of question?
Yeah.
Why are we doing it?
Yeah, because we're doing it because we're doing it.
Yeah, I feel like most of the reason, too, why I wanted to do it with COVID going on now, too, and me currently living alone in the Bay Area, I need someone to talk to, and I'm just too lonely all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I actually...
Like with but me, no, like, and... I feel like it's mainly, like, I don't know, I feel like we never talk enough anyways. Like, yeah. Every time we do, like, call each other or something or see each other back home, it's like, why the fuck don't I call Dylan more?
Yep. And that's, and even like, I'm thinking back to the last time we hung out, which was right before you left for that trip. And there was probably 3 days before. And I remember it's like, all right, I'll probably see you before you leave. And then it just didn't happen. And I blame myself. But it's always like, well, fuck, you know, like I fucked up because I should have. But no, I mean, I agree. Like when I explained to, you know, family or friends, like just telling them, hey, I think I'm going to start doing a podcast with Jake. It's like, well, why? I don't know. I see it as a good excuse to talk to Jake once a week. So if that,
hopefully we can say some funny things. Hopefully we can say meaningful things. Cause I mean, I don't want this just to be like, I don't know, sticking our fingers up our asses and hoping like something happens. Like I definitely want it to like obviously have fun and like try to do fun stuff, but also like definitely like a good spot space to like dive into other shit too, because we were joking around about it in the beginning, like this is a podcast about everything, but like definitely want to talk about music, definitely want to talk about movies, because like music and like entertainment I feel like is a just a solid pillar of like
our friendship.
Well,
all right, I guess we can get into let's think what are some things that, when it comes to music, what have we bonded over? Because it's funny how throughout college, like I'll meet people and I think, oh, they're like Jake, like just based on the music that they listen to. Like one of my roommates at Penn State, he had all these vinyl records and it was like Flower Boy. There was like some Travis Scott mixed in there. Who else did he like? Not Arctic Monkeys. I know that's like all throughout middle school I heard about Arctic Monkeys through you and Tommy. But I just remember like his initial taste in music, just from what I saw, I was like, oh, I bet you him and Jake have like the same Spotify playlist or the same YouTube search history, like knowing that we both like, we all like Kyle or, you know, Good Neighbor stuff, things like that. Logan and Jake Paul, like we're subscribers.
I don't know all the like the hip YouTube people anymore.
Cody Ko?
I like him. He's good.
Yeah, I'm not into really anything.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah, I just keep on rewatching old videos.
I don't have any drive anymore. The light inside this shell of a man is dying out.
Yeah, I just look back at I just watch new videos and say how like that person is copying Kyle or they're copying Beck or they're
back to the music though. I feel like most of what we overlap on is like rap. Like we have like our little Venn diagram, like most of what's in the middle is definitely like late 90s or like 90s rap. I feel like you know it way more than I do. I know some stuff, and then, like, later 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, because I feel like I got really into Biggie and, like, N.W.A. in 8th grade, and that was kind of, like, where I started when it came to rap. And then I remember you really liked, like, Dr. Dre, The Chronic, and that was something I hadn't listened to, so then you expanded my horizons on that. Then we definitely bonded over... like when Kendrick came out with Good Kid, Mad City, that was something that I think every, like you and I, and then pretty much everyone that we hung out with enjoyed that. But then I was going to say like, then listening to Tyler, especially early on when he was very, very dark and it was like that initial shock factor, you're kind of like looking around at your friends, like, do we like this?
Like Dublin and that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember, because even the kids that really, really liked Tyler initially from the get-go, it's like, the kids that were like buying his merch, it's like, I don't know if I'm like that because I don't skate or, you know, like for whatever reason, I
was comparing myself. Yeah, so much of it was like Odd Future and like that whole like brand, you know, of like...
Supreme, just wearing all the gear.
I don't know about like Supreme, that's not what I was getting at, but like... Just like when you look at, like if you watch like Loiter Squad, this the like wild, crazy, loud, you know, not caring kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like that translated to his music very well of like, you know, he was always like one of the songs. What is it? It's the opening song on Goblin where he's like talking to his therapist.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Oh, you know, you caught me. Tyler. I'm not a rapist. I don't fuck children. I don't kill people. Like that whole like edgy and extreme like mentality.
Yeah, I definitely looked like, I think once we got over that initial hump, then it was like, all right, we like Tyler. But then, because for the most part, you, I'd say, because I was always into rap music, and then you really liked more alternative stuff than I did. When it came to like Arctic Monkeys trying to push that on me in eighth grade. And I, not that I never got into it. I just appreciated a couple songs, but never did like my homework.
I'm an idiot too, really quickly. That song is called Goblin.
Oh, it was Goblin.
What's the intro song of Goblin called?
Goblin. Well, I'm thinking back to like now even going further, like senior year of high school was when To Pimp a Butterfly came out. Mm-hmm. And I remember you and I sneaking to our cars during, we had video film together, and we just like came up with some random excuse why we needed to film something in our car just so that we could sit and listen to like the first few songs of the album and just blare them on your speakers. And I remember like kind of looking, yeah, look both ways before you cross my mind. And I remember just like the wubbing of that first track on the album. And then here you and I were just like looking at each other like, this is going to be good.
I love that album so much.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Are you tired of the mundaneness of everyday life?
Is the boss man working you too hard at the job?
Or has your family been getting on your nerves lately?
If so, you may want to schedule an appointment with your doctor and ask them about needle drugs today.
What are needle drugs, you might ask?
Well, needle drugs is an umbrella term that applies to any drug that can be injected intravenously. That means into your bloodstream.
Wow!
Needle drugs include, but are not limited to, heroin,
cocaine,
methamphetamines,
ecstasy,
ketamine,
and PCP!
Needle drugs have been found to help with certain symptoms such as a wife that won't get off your back,
bills that just won't stop,
long work commutes,
Mondays,
and even boring water cooler conversations.
So get out there and see what needle drugs can do for you.
Thanks, needle drugs!
Some side effects of needle drugs include dry mouth, warm flushing of the skin, heavy feeling in the arms and legs, nausea and vomiting, severe itching, clouded mental functioning, and most importantly, a good time.
Do we have something to offer?
No.
Maybe that's, is that something we should
go into? Well. Do we actually have something to offer?
Do we talk about who we are as people and where we are in life? Is that worth it? Because if we're thinking of short term, the only people listening to this are our friends and our family who we send this to and hopefully spread around on like, oh, hey, check this out. But, you know, like I said, when it blows up one day and people are like, ah, I've heard about this Back Pocket podcast. It's been up in the charts for the past 15 years in Apple Podcasts. Why don't I finally check them out? Start from day one.
I know. I was thinking about that with Rogan. Like, not that I love Rogan, but I was thinking, I wonder what his first podcast sounded like, considering he's got, you know, over 1,000 now.
Dude, he's over like 1,500 now.
Yeah.
And that's well what happens, you know, when you do a podcast like almost every day.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy thing to think of, like getting to that point.
Well, I was going to say, I was just thinking about the Dietown podcast with Mulaney and Kroll, how they started kind of mocking. In one of the episodes, they mocked, you know, like their fan club and like just the idea of like having a wildly successful podcast.
Where yeah, podcast.
Yeah, you've got something where you actually have like fans and followers. It's like, wait, I could only think of Rogan. Like, what other really big podcasts are out there? Because everything else seems so topical.
Where it's, I mean, like, I feel like the really big people in podcasting, it's like all like the murder, like true crime,
murder
shit.
Mystery. Yeah,
I know Marc Maron is super huge.
Yeah. WTF.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ones I listen to like Conan's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Really good. This comedian named Andrew Santino. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of him.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Did you watch Dave?
No, I didn't mean it. I don't have Hulu, so yeah, but he's on it. I heard it's a great show.
I mean, there's only one season, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah. His podcast called Whiskey Ginger. And then, do you know that, you know Bobby Lee, you know who that is?
I think
he's
so.
Like comedian, he was on like Mad TV
and yeah.
stuff kind of consistently since then. And like the two of them do a podcast. And then Bobby Lee has his own podcast. And then the Bodega Boys. You ever listen to the Bodega Boys? You should check them out. It's just these two guys.
Is it them too?
No, it's these two guys, Desus and Miro, who I don't know if you've heard of them before.
I mean, it sounds really familiar.
They're like, I think they like met on Twitter or some shit. They're both from like the Bronx. And yeah, they just two guys from New York having a podcast. I think they have like a show on like Showtime or something.
Well, all right. So I was going to say, like, think about that question. Do we actually have something to offer? And then it's like, here we've just discussed all these random podcasters that are out there that are successful, and it's like, what do they really have to offer
other than everyone I know who I like listed off are like famous comedians who have put in years of dedication, already building a following, honing their craft.
So what I'm hearing is that we should hone our craft and then
what I'm saying is that this podcast is us. This podcast is the whetstone to our dull, chipped sword that can still cut through. It can cut through like bread, like hard bread.
Some like warm cheese.
Mm. Some heated up cheese. Some American craft singles. Cheese product.
And it's not a clean cut, by the way. It's just,
oh my god,
disheveled.
It's tearing. It tears and gets caught.
Just mangled and mashed.
More of a blunt instrument than anything right now. But it'll get there.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just looking, like thinking about it, do those guys really have a whole lot to offer other than being relatively funny, having a somewhat unique voice? Not that I'm not saying that we are relatively funny and that we have a somewhat unique voice, even though I am saying
I'm saying we're fucking hilarious.
Okay.
No, I don't want to.
Well, I think our track record speaks for itself. We've done so many comedy specials. I mean, if you look at our stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, where does it end? Ugh, if you go all the way back to the high school news program that we helped write episode. The scripts for the sports segment of, I mean, it speaks for itself.
We could actually read one of those scripts. I think I still have them.
Good God. Maybe someday. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I think what's best about that whole experience was that here, you and I had a ton of fun writing the scripts, and then usually it just would not get followed through in terms of, like, imagine, yeah, just having, like, no, we gave no say to John, the main anchor, in terms of, like, what went into it. We just showed it to him, told him it would be funny, and then he just refused to do half the things that we suggested or wrote in there, and so then it would just become this, like, watered-down version of what we wrote. And then it got to the point where you and I basically just pulled each other aside and said, what if we did one of the episodes? And we just so poorly wrote him out, like, in terms of, yeah, he's just going to be lost this week. We're just going to say John's lost, and then we had to do the episode for him. And it was amazing. Remember how we were walking through campus that day, and all these people were coming up to us like, Jake,
oh my god, yeah. They were like, finally, this is happening. I think someone submitted it into the Academy. I think we got an Emmy nod for it.
Well, that was the funny part, was that we got an Emmy nod, but then we didn't even get into, I can't even remember it's that small little film festival, Sundance. They didn't accept it. Sundance didn't accept it, and yet here we were getting Emmy nods.
Yeah.
And so I think considering how young we were, that was just a lot to handle and swallow. I mean, it is kind of sad to think that we went from the highest of highs, and then here I am in a closet in an Airbnb in South Seattle, not the greatest of neighborhoods, but it is what it is, and we'll fill you guys in on how we got here, but
we'll get there one day. This is all going to be just a recount of our lives, and then we're going to, one day, an episode will just be, and then Dylan sat down in his closet and hit record on his phone.
And then it just
will continuously loop.
Poor me with my iPad, my laptop, and my iPhone in my dingy closet. Because that's the rags to riches story that everyone wants to hear. Well, what should we get into next?
I don't know if we need to get into anything next.
Well, we should at least have some sort of, like,
we've been recording for an hour and a half.
I believe that.
Speaking of music, though, we did want to have, like, a little kind of, like, recurring thing that we at least do once an episode, which is just to recommend a song/album that we either, like, are currently fucking with, have fucked with in the past.
Have fucked with in the past. Let's go.
You like this song? You know, I have fucked with it before.
Yeah, what we could do is, let's say, do, like, the song that you're burning out right now.
Yeah.
Like, the song that you're just constantly listening to, and you know you're not going to like it within a week from now.
New Billie Eilish song, I fucking very much enjoy. But that's too, we should try to make it more fun than that, you know? I don't want to do stuff that you've heard of. How about, The Gorillaz put out a song. It was a single they put out somewhat recently with Schoolboy Q, and it fucking bangs. The beginning of it sounds weirdly like it could be like a Halloween-y song. Like, it's like Halloween-esque. But it's really fucking good. So it's called Pac-Man by Gorillaz, featuring Schoolboy Q. That's going to be mine. Very good.
All right,
it's a nice blend of Gorillaz, which is, like, super good, you know, alternative, and then
that's
Q's verse on it is very nice.
Well, I have to listen to that. I was going to say, whenever you mentioned the gorillas, that is like early on infancy. My listening, my music listening career starts in like third grade. That's like one of my first CDs. I like the song Feel Good Inc. And my dad knew that. And like every time I liked a song, my dad just like thought, okay, he likes that band. So therefore I'll get him this CD for Christmas.
That's cool.
So I got Gorillaz. Yeah. Kids with Guns. And yeah. Ended up listening to that nonstop in third grade.
Such a good song.
So respect to the Gorillaz, but let's go. This morning I woke up and saw that the Flatbush Zombies just did an NPR Music Tiny Desk concert. And
ooh, I did see that. I was meaning to check it out.
So those are my guys. I love Flatbush Zombies. And the three songs they did, two of them were newer and like kind of softer. And so the concert in general, it's acoustic, like most of the Tiny Desk concerts. So it's actually really cool to see how, I'd say that the Zombies, Flatbush Zombies, are very like grungy, kind of more 90s rap, even though they're current day, but that's
grimy.
Yeah. Michi Darko, grimy. But the three songs that they performed, they either did like a little like lighter rendition, or the two newer songs are a little bit softer. But I think for the general public, I don't know, just in general, I know listening to different interviews with them, I think a lot of people are turned off by just the name Flatbush Zombies. Like, it scares people away for whatever reason. So
why would I listen to dead people?
Why would I? Well, I know, like, my parents, I have one Flatbush Zombies t-shirt, and it's like, I don't know, I just feel like my dad looks at it sideways and just thinks it's like very out there. But yeah, I'd recommend listening to that just because, or at least checking it out. It's 17 minutes long, so would require quite the...
I saw that and I was like, oh, fuck. I like, I'm not the biggest fan of theirs. Not like I don't like them, but the only music of theirs I know is Vacation in Hell. Is that what that album's called?
Yeah.
Which, like, oh my god, I love that album so much. That's like, I feel like up there in terms of like my favorite rap albums, but I never listened to their earlier stuff.
Yeah, and I'd even add, like, first time I listened to Vacation in Hell, because I already liked all of their prior stuff, that is like definitely a little, there's more of an alternative influence on that, because they have a song in there with
Portugal the Man.
Yeah, Portugal the Man. And so I think like a lot of people listen to that and like were introduced to Flatbush Zombies that maybe don't normally listen to rap. Mm-hmm. But just in general, that album as a whole is definitely a lot lighter than 3001 Lace Odyssey, which is maybe a little more trippy. But before that, mixtape Better Off Dead is like by far my favorite work of theirs. And then
continue.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, Better Off Dead, very, very, very grimy, like New York, boom bap. But, and before that, Drugs, Death, Reincarnation, Under God's Supervision, another good. That's their first mixtape, but both of those I enjoy a ton. So then I had kind of a love-hate relationship with Vacation in Hell, where like, I loved it at first. Anytime an artist you like releases new music, you're like infatuated by it for the first few listens, and then I kind of burnt myself out on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I heard about the album.
Well, like, and you have
our friend Jacob is a big fan of them, and like,
and what, and he probably said, oh, they kind of sold out, or it's,
I don't think he said they sold out, but he was just like, it's definitely like a departure of what they had done before.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it wasn't necessary. You're not like, you weren't guaranteed to love this album if you were a Flatbush Zombies fan, from what I heard, but I was not, so I loved it.
Good for you.
Thanks. I jumped on the bandwagon.
I had just been, when that album came out, I was visiting Alex in Madison, Wisconsin, and I was flying back like the day I decided to finally like check out the album and listen to it. So I just listened to it nonstop on the plane. And like, I remember like at points I was like moved to tears, or like nearly moved to tears. I like was really enjoying it, of course. And then just played it a ton, and then kind of looked back and was like, wait, I think I like the old stuff more, but it's still good.
Moved to tears because you liked it, because you fucked with it so much?
Yeah, well, if you listen to that album as like a whole, it like some of the songs,
it's so nice. Yeah,
well, yeah, because it's got the and granted I was like pretty hungover, because I was drinking the entire night before and then hopping on an airplane. So maybe that's why I was also I was just really overly emotional. But like, I mean, you know, the, like the seagulls that are in like some of the background of some of the songs, and like, it's just like such a, most of their stuff up until that point was very dark. And so for them to have like this uplifting music and this theme of like, there's a song dedicated to A$AP Yams about like his death and how Michi just like,
is that the one that 12E's on?
No.
I don't know the music's
band. Nola. I stopped getting high once we lost Yams. He was dead in 92. Anyways, but yeah. I think it ends in like a very like uplifting manner, the last song on the album.
With Denzel.
Yeah, with Denzel. And I remember seeing like as soon as that album came out, there was a tweet. Denzel said, y'all thought I was going to be yelling on that track because he like raps somewhat normally.
Dude, he's so damn good. That is for another time.
Yo.
All you listeners are getting a look into the process. We can call this, I fucks with this. Or, I fucks with it.
I fucks with it.
I
fucks.
F-U. We could do K-S, because that's pretty sick. Or C-K-S.
I fucks with it. I fucks with it heavy, bro.
I forgot who I am. I don't know. We'll workshop it.
That reminds me. You were in a frat, so maybe this is up your alley, but I remember one of my roommates who never listened to like any rap. I mean, I shared a room with him, never heard him listen to any rap. And then meanwhile, I'm not sure what they're called, like interviews mm-hmm. with fraternity brothers, right? Like
when you're first joining.
Pledge is joining and they came. So a couple of these pledges came over to interview a few of my roommates, and I'm just sitting in my room listening to them in the living room.
Okay, sorry.
You have to like get to know the other guy. And so one of the questions that they had prepared was, who's your favorite rapper or something like that, or what kind of music do you listen to? And I just remember my roommate goes, I really fuck with ASAP. His flow is just insane. And I was like, I lost it. I lost it just thinking like, I've never heard you listen to ASAP.
You should have gone out there. It just made him look like an idiot.
Well, I confronted him about it when he came back in the room, and he wasn't, you know, like, of course he defended himself. Like, bro, I love ASAP. I just don't always listen to it. Yeah. But I fuck with ASAP heavy, bro.
Fuck with it heavy.
Imagine you had just listened to all 43 minutes of that consecutively, and it just got to that point.
Yeah.
And your reaction would be?
Hey, that wasn't bad.
I'll say.
I think, because I mean, listening through it, it's not great. I will admit that. I think it's good. I think that there are parts of it that are good. Like, we have some solid parts in it, but, you know, it was the first go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to say anyone that's made it this far, thanks for your patience and sitting through my likes and ums and my long thought processes and some of our very strung out jokes, because those happen.
Hopefully you like them.
One of the things I noticed with myself is just my pure, I was smiling so much while I was talking, and I could hear it listening back, mm-hmm. and it just annoyed me for whatever reason.
You could hear yourself smiling.
I could hear myself smiling, or I do this thing where I laugh at my own jokes before I get to the punchline, which frustrates me.
It's because they're funny.
Hopefully. Well, aside from getting rid of likes and ums, what are some things, Jake, that you want to improve upon on some future episodes?
Good question, Dylan. For me, the likes and ums were, a big part.
Like, that's what makes you like you.
Just kind of slowing down the talking, but just going with it, not needing to fill the blank space. And then having more inflection when I speak, because I think I started picking it up later on, but when it first started, I just felt like I was kind of like an idiot. And I didn't like it. And it made me uncomfortable listening to it. So.
And that's not you, man.
I'm going to put more pep in it.
for everybody.
Yeah, you're a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. I have fun. Oh, another thing I don't know how, like, critical this is, but I did these weird, like, when I was doing, like, an uncomfortable voice or whatever. Shut the fuck up. And I would just go, this is kind of like this. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, because we're way too critical of ourselves, but...
Yeah, hyper-focused on our own voices.
Oh my god. Yeah, it made me just, like, cringe internally. So, gonna not do that. Unless everyone liked it.
Yeah, well, I guess that brings up a good point. Anyone that's listened this far, definitely suggest things that you'd like to hear. Feel free to send a text if you have our personal numbers, or...
If not, Dylan's is 858-353.
That's not even accurate.
My bad.
You're off. You don't know it by heart. It says a lot about you.
I know. Yeah, I agree with that, though. If you're down, helpful criticism is always good.
Constructive feedback.
It won't hurt our feelings, be honest. Because this is something that we want to keep doing. And if we're just making shit that... is just painful and weird to listen to, then that's not good for any of us, and we're never going to be able to monetize this if we can't get it off the ground.
Just give up already. What are you doing with your time?
Yeah, and then the last thing, we need to figure out our outro. And so rather than think of something ahead of time and be more professional about it, we thought we would do it while recording, figuring it out. Just to give everyone the peek behind the curtain, see how we do this into the inner workings of our creative sides.
Because that's what all of this has been. It's just been a giant spit sesh.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing planned out.
This podcast is an onion. And peeling
stop,
it back.
Stop
peeling
right
it
there.
Back.
Stop right
Keep
there.
Peeling it back. You're going to learn more about us. Keep peeling it back, Pocket. Yeah.
That's an outro.
There Call
we go. An outro.
My idea was that we both in sync, which will be very hard because we're doing this over Zoom and it's already been a problem of us trying to sync things up, but we would at the same time say something like, and keep us in your back pocket.
Here, you ready? 1, 2, 3.
And keep us in your back pocket.
Yeah. Wait. 1, 2, 3.
Keep us in your... What?
It's off.
Because that's the thing. I'm saying it exactly when you are, but since there's like half a second delay. Wait, try it again.
1, 2, 3.
Keep us in your back pocket. Did that work for you?
Yeah, that's not bad.
See, I started early on that one. Do you have an idea? Because now that we've done that out loud, I don't really like it that much.
There is no good outro.
We could just
we love everyone.
Normal about it, yeah.
Make sure to hit subscribe, smash that like button.
Make sure to tell all your friends and do all of our marketing for us. Be on the lookout for our Instagram, Twitter, email, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, MySpace.
Did you say Facebook?
Facebook.
Facebook Marketplace.
We'll be selling personal items to get this off the ground.
Like a used sock.
A used sock, if you know what I mean.
Well, let's put everyone out of their misery and let's stop recording in 3, 2, 1.
Or we say thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you again next week, whenever that'll be, because this has taken us about a month to edit this thing. So by the time we're consistently putting them out, we will see you next week. We will hear you. You will hear us next week. Love you and always believe in yourself.
Okay. Love you
too. No matter how hard it gets. I know things are tough right now and it just feels like the world is against you. But you know what they say? When the chips are down and the going, get going. And that's all we can ever do, you know? is just keep on keeping on in this crazy race we call life.
This crazy rat race.
Yes. Right. Perfect.
No accent. That's it.
Thank you all. Goodbye.
Cut. And now we talk about how that was just such a great success.
And we casually talk. Playing. And we're, being brought out by that really good song that someone made. And we're just chatting.
I think this could be good if we make this bunch of movies.
You were really good. I don't think we probably shouldn't use this. I kind of like just...